Sports, 1340 WJOL.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Carefin's House Talk. Ken Hobbelt here with Hobbelt Real Estate and the rest of the Dream Team. We're happy to be sitting in for Tim Carefin, who is out today at his son's graduation from boot camp. So we thank Tim for the opportunity for us to come in and share some real estate information with the listening audience. We've got Ray Graylick from Graylick Insurance with us.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Timmy Yanahan from Caliber Home Loans.
Hello, everyone.
And Kevin Berry from Berry Law Group.
Good afternoon, everyone.
I'm Ken Hobbelt. I am with Hobbelt Real Estate. We are a full-service real estate brokerage firm selling locally since 1991. We do specialize in residential real estate as well as commercial real estate. We're licensed in Illinois and Florida as well. And we definitely will exceed all your expectations when it comes to it. So if you want to reach us, we can be called at 708-220-7613 or check out our website, www.houboltre.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Ray Graylick, and I am the owner of the Graylick Insurance Agency. We are an independent insurance agency specializing in auto, home, commercial, and workers' compensation insurance. We represent over 15 A-plus insurance companies. We believe the cornerstone of our insurance operation is our ability to provide choices to our clients. We have been servicing Illinois, Wisconsin, and Indiana since 1991. You can give us a call anytime at our office number, 773-284-7650, or you can contact us on the web at www.graylackagency.com.
Hello, everyone. My name is Timmy Yanahan. I am your mortgage man. I'm NMLS number 250247. Caliber Home Loans is who I represent. We are a full-service lender. We are in all 50 states. We are focused in the residential lending area. We have local presence at 1431 Opus Place in Downers Grove, Illinois, as well as our Chicagoland location on Ogden Avenue. As I said, specialize in residential lending, whether you want to refinance, whether you want to purchase, whether you want to invest. You can reach me at 312-656-8482.
Hey, everybody. Kevin Berry here. As Ken said, I am of Berry Law. I am the founding principal of Berry Law. I do concentrate my practice on all aspects of real estate, as well as estate planning and probate issues. I've been practicing over two decades, and over that time, I've probably closed about 5,000 real estate transactions. I handle everything from the typical sale and purchase transactions, as well as short sales, landlord-tenant disputes, evictions, condominium issues, and all aspects other with respect to commercial transactions as well.
Well, great. Now that Will County knows who we are, we're going to talk about three different segments today. The first segment, we're going to talk about the condition of the marketplace, not only in Will County, but in Chicagoland as well. Then we're going to move on to six things that you should probably never say when selling your home. Kind of obvious, but we're going to get into a little bit different things that we could talk about that you probably shouldn't say that will help sell your house maybe in a little bit faster fashion, and also maybe a little higher price. And then finally, we're going to talk about flipping. Seems to be a hot subject today. And four of us will each talk about how this relates to our business as well, too. So, fellas, I'm going to start off by talking about an article that appeared last month in the Herald News out here. And it says, let me just quote a couple things from there. It says that Will County definitely saw growth in home sales in 2016. Will County had 10,631 closed sales in 2016, up slightly from 10,583 sales in 2015. So really about the same amount there, too. Also, the median price in the county went from $183,000 in 2015 to $199,654 in 2016, an increase of 9.1%. Let you know how the also affect the inventory in the state of Illinois. And the inventory dropped to 50,213 homes, which is down 15.7%. from 2015 and the lowest level since 2008. And in addition, I wanted to just talk about, there was a quote in here from Doug Carpenter, the president of the Illinois Realtors, who talks about that the buyers are out there, but the inventory is not. Carpenter said. So people looking for homes get discouraged when they find a few options. Timmy, why don't you tell us a little bit how this affects, you know, the mortgage industry and the things that affect in your business?
Okay, well, thanks, Ken. So what I'm seeing is with the home buyers that I'm pre-approving is you want to make sure that you're going through a thorough investigation of your overall situation, what your buying power and potential is, because what I'm finding is a lot of these buyers are waiting because the properties are so slim right now, from what I'm seeing. I'm seeing multiple offers. I'm seeing some of the borrowers maybe get bumped by another stronger offer. So when we're doing a pre-approval process, what we really want to do is put us in the best position, the best product to give us maybe the overall best presentation to a seller, so our offer is accepted. But I am seeing you said, as the stats show, there is a shortage of listings. So that's what I am seeing.
Well, you know, Tim, in terms of what I do in the insurance side of it, you know, we're probably the last piece of the puzzle. You know, they go through real estate agent, find a property. They got to get pre-qualified, deal with their attorney, and then they come to me for the insurance. I can tell you that probably 2-3 years ago, I'm certainly thinking it was a buyer's market. So what I think happened is it's shifted now to a seller's market. Inventories are low. People are coming out, but now you got multiple offers on a property. In the past, when we were trying to close on an insurance sale, we'd often have to chase people for information. Sometimes they weren't available enough to get this done, and we were doing things last minute. I think today, when you have multiple offers on a property, people are afraid to lose their deal.
Exactly.
So I think what's happening now is when we need this information, people are committing faster. They're giving us what we need right away, and that's helping us. I can tell you that our business has picked up. The weather has helped, certainly, but the inventories are not that great right now. And I know in my business, you know, usually in January and February and March, we're kind of slow, but we were very busy.
Yeah, Ray, I agree. As both you and Tim mentioned, this is an active market. The market is up. From my vantage point, as far as the legal end of it, timing is probably the biggest issue. I get a contract in, and there are different contingencies in the contract that are time sensitive. So the buyers and or sellers have to act quickly in engaging their real estate professionals. For example, there is typically an attorney review contingency within the contract. That contingency is time sensitive in the fact that, for example, there may be 5 business days from the date of acceptance in order to conduct an inspection. Within that 5 days, not only do the inspection has to take place, but if there's any potential defects that the buyer is concerned with, they need to contact the other side via the attorney in writing. So it's very important that the buyer and seller engage the attorney quickly, as well as you guys, in order to review the contract and its terms. In addition to the inspection issue, as Tim would know, there's also a contingency as far as mortgage. So that has to be reviewed right away with the mortgage lender to make sure that all the qualifications, the application process is submitted quickly.
Perfect, guys. You know, to touch on, to wrap that all together, is that I currently have 3 listings here in Joliet, and I'd like to share those with you guys. I have a 1 3-bedroom, 2-bath home located at 1606 Marigold. It's listed at $99,900 and is currently under a multiple contract situation, just as you spoke about, too. We also have another listing that's a perfect house for first-time home buyers, somebody looking to downsize, or even for an investment to possibly rent out. It's a 2-bedroom, 1-bath home located at 312 there. And that's at $67,900 is the price on there. And we just listed a new house today at located at 516 Algonquin for $79,900, and that's a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home, and located close to the expressway as well on there too. So, and in addition, we also have a lot that's available in the town of Beecher as well. So if somebody's looking to build out in Beecher, we have it out in a subdivision out there. So we'd definitely be able to help you guys out. So give us a call at 708-220-7613 if you're interested in any of those properties.
You know, there's some great listings out there, Ken. Hey, question, guys. With the way that the market is right now, are you seeing closings occur faster or are they slower?
I would say, and from my viewpoint, they're keeping the pace. I know I deal with Tim on the lending side often, And his office is great about keeping the time right on track. So if anything, maybe slightly after a contract closing date, but things have been moving accordingly.
Yeah, thanks for that, Kev. I will tell you, with Caliber Home Loans, our staff is prompted to do our loans because we do everything in-house, from the initial origination to the processing aspect of to the underwriting. It's all in one house. So we're pretty effective at meeting timelines and deadlines. What I have noticed, to backpedal a little bit, just as far as being qualified, I've seen, be careful and be aware of when you're doing a pre-approval process and your loan professional isn't getting the paperwork up front. That I've seen problems with that recently, as of yesterday, where a homeowner or a potential homeowner was going through the process and he spoke with a loan professional over the phone, gave some information, and quite honestly, after I looked at his financials, he did not qualify for the dollar amount that was on that initial pre-approval letter. So it's very important to do that homework up first. Make sure up front. Make sure you have your financials up front, and that will definitely help your timelines, as Kevin spoke about, to keep on top of that.
You know, to your point, Tim, on talking about timelines, Ken, what's the typical days that we're putting on a contract right now to close?
I think, you know, like working together with Timmy, normally we work between 35 to 45 days, and they can get things done. So the process, because there's not as many homes out there, has become a little bit, and more efficiencies are available. So you are seeing the process go by a little bit quicker. Guys, before we go to break, Tim Kierfin from Kierfin Home Inspections asked me to give a shout-out to Cache Creek Animal Adoption Center, located at 1005 Star Lane in New Lenox. They've got some great dogs and cats looking for some good homes. So if you're able to, and you're looking out there in the market looking for a new dog or a new cat and you can help out, give Kim a call at 815-582-4062. We come back from break. We're going to talk about the six things you should never say when you're selling your home. You're listening to 1340 WJOL, Will County's news, talks, and sports. We'll be right back.
WJOL wants you to take a shot and win a trip to paradise. Log on to WJOL.com and register to play March Bracket Mania. Brought to you by Heroes West in Joliet. You don't have to know a thing about basketball and you could still win. Pick your favorite mascot. Pick your favorite color. Just play. Or if you think you have the knowledge necessary, then bring it on. On the line for the winner, a trip for two adults to Sandos Playa Car Beach Resort in Riviera Maya, Mexico, including flights, transfers, meals, drinks, and three nights accommodations, courtesy of Apple Vacations and Sandos Playa Car Beach Resort. And don't forget, there is no better place to watch all the basketball than Heroes West. TVs are everywhere, the food the best, and drink specials are many. March Bracket Mania, going on now from WJOL, Sandos Playa Car Beach Resort, Apple Vacations, and Heroes West in Joliet, your tournament headquarters.
One company is on a mission to put a million people to work each year. Sounds like a big number, doesn't it? Not to Express Employment Professionals. For businesses needing the right people, Express Employment Professionals does the work for you. We get to know your business and what you're looking for, from skilled labor to administrative help or a new executive to join your team. Find qualifying people and support using Express for all of your staffing needs. For individuals looking for work, maybe you're an accountant or an engineer, an IT developer, looking for the right firm. Or how about administrative or customer service positions? From welders and CNC programmers to forklift operators, Express has the contacts to assist you in your job search. Express takes pride in connecting the right people with the right company. Let us help. We'll open doors for you. Call 815-968-3150 right now. Or go to expresspros.com/Joliet. 2660 Caton Farm Road, Crest Hill, just behind Menards and Firestone. That's Express Employment Professionals.
Hi, this is Monica Bibian. The Hispanic community continues to grow in Joliet and Will County. 1340 WJOL wants to give a platform for Hispanic issues to be highlighted and discussed. Sunday afternoons from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., Manuel Hernandez, my co-host, and I will host A Toda Voz, a show dedicated to news affecting the Hispanic community as well as entertainment from local talent, music, and much more. A Toda Voz, Sundays from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. here on 1340 WJOL. Brought to you by Darcy Buick GMC at 2022 Estington Road in Joliet. Se habla español.
Caliber Home Loans Incorporated, 3701 Regent Boulevard, Irving, Texas. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without prior notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Not all products are available in all states or for all dollar amounts. Other restrictions and limitations apply. Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License Number MB0004043.
Will County's News Talk Sports, 1340 WJOL.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Kierfin's House Talk. Ken Hobbelt here with the rest of the Dream Team. And we're Ray Graylick from Graylick Insurance.
Good afternoon, Will County.
Timmy Yanahan, your mortgage man.
Hello, everyone.
And Kevin Berry from the Berry Law Group.
Welcome back.
Hey, guys, before we went to break, we were talking about the market discussions, not only here in Will County, but throughout Chicagoland. And how our Dream Team is able to help individuals achieve their dream of owning homes, and those, whether they're selling them or buying them, there too. One of the things when people are selling their home, there's six things that they shouldn't really say. So I thought maybe we could share those with the listeners, and we'll talk about them a little bit.
Well, thanks, Ken. You know, I think one of the common mistakes people may say is, you know, hey, our house is in perfect condition. Why wouldn't you not want to say that?
Definitely, right? Because you know what? There is no house that's in perfect condition. Any house has something wrong with it. We do home inspections with Timmy Kierfin all the time, and we also see the things that come along that are wrong. Even on new construction, we find things that are wrong in it too. So sellers really don't want to give a pre-notion that their house is perfect, because it's not. The buyer may start thinking that, hey, if they're lying about that, they might be lying about something else. So you definitely want to not say that your house is in perfect condition.
I guess you might say that people you know, condition is in the eye of the beholder, right, guys? You know?
Definitely. Also, to both of your points, with respect to disclosures, Ken knows this, and he tells his clients up front, there is Illinois law that says you have to disclose any defects that you're aware of in the property. In fact, attached to a contract prior to listing your house for sale, there is an Illinois disclosure report form that's filled out. It's a short checklist that you acknowledge or say that there is or is not any major defects of the components of the property. So that's something to be mindful ahead of time as for a seller. And when you do that, that's something that you'll work with your real estate agent up front prior to at the time you're going to be listing a house.
You know, Kevin, how long are these disclosures legal? I mean, in terms of if I buy a house now and it's disclosed, there's nothing wrong, and say, you know, some months later, some time in the future, I find out there was something wrong that wasn't disclosed. Is there a time frame that those disclosures, stay in force, or is there, can you give us some?
Yeah, but like I said, you're going to fill that out at the time a property is going to be listed. There's no time frame that assertion is good for. However, the owner of the property has an obligation to supplement or update that any time. For example, a buyer comes in, enters into a contract with a seller to buy a property, and they're going to close in that 45-day window. In the event something happens between the time of contract acceptance and closing, unfortunately, if that's the case for a seller and it does happen, that seller is obligated to disclose that to the buyer in the event that they either rectify the situation or possibly negotiate a credit going forward prior to the closing.
And so probably an example of that is with all the rain we'd be getting, maybe a flooded basement, backup sewer, backup, something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. A personal story on my note, I sold a house a few years ago. And for me, unfortunately, the day of the moving, which was in midsummer and it was 90 degrees out, my air conditioner conked out. So obviously I notified the buyer. And prior to the closing, we were able to work out an agreement. But I had an obligation to call the buyer up and tell them that.
It's good stuff, Kevin.
Kevin, what do you think's next? What's another thing sellers shouldn't say?
Well, I think one of the things, and like Ken said earlier, these may be obvious after you hear them, but for a seller, you got to continually think about these things. And one of them is to either exaggerate or not be honest as far as the amount of time that the house has been on the market. You don't want to mislead the buyer saying that this is a hot property. I have multiple offers, so act quickly, when in fact the property could have been on the market for 90 days or longer. So that's something to be mindful of.
Yeah, you know what? The buyer's agent will tell them how long it's been on the market. It doesn't do any good whether it's been on a day or it's been on for an extended period of time. You definitely want to have the buyer looking at the house, not about the market time that's been on the house, because, you know, as we talk about often, is if the house is priced right, present it right, and promote it right, it should sell in a relatively short period of time. So it's really not a big thing to talk about the amount of time that's been on the market. Let their agent handle that.
You know, Ken, when someone removes a property from the MLS and they put it back on, some people take it off for a day and they put it back on to try to start that timeline. Does that happen often? I mean...
No, it definitely shouldn't, because it's definitely against the rules.
That's what I thought.
So you definitely, because a lot of times if you look at the listing and your buyer's agent will work with you on it too, it'll say total market time. So even though I may say with this time it's been listed on for 30 days, if it was on 90 days prior to that, the total marketing time should read 120 days.
Very good. Hey, guys, one of the things I would say is a seller or somebody listing shouldn't say is we never had trouble with.
Yeah, definitely. You don't want to get into that because, you know, as homeowners, we all know that things do go wrong with the house. If you get into a little white lie about this or that, they're going to think that you're lying about other things. So you definitely don't want to go into that.
Well, that's perfectly ties into what I just said a couple minutes ago, is that you don't want the seller to misrepresent anything. Again, by law, they have to disclose things anyway, so you don't want to say anything out of turn. I've had situations, unfortunately, on both sides of buyer and seller, where either a seller did not disclose or they intentionally hid a defect with the property. Post-closing, I get a phone call, which I hate to get these phone calls, is I bought the house. A month later, the roof is leaking. And they go up to the attic and they discover that there's a bucket placed purposely where there might be some water infiltration. So it's on the seller to not misrepresent the condition of the property. So you don't want to state, I fixed this or I did not fix that. Let the buyer do their due diligence via the inspection after you disclosed what you are aware of as far as any potential defects.
Great point, Kevin. That's why you would, as a potential home buyer, one of the most important things, guys, is an inspection, a home inspection. So reach out to Kevin Kerfin over at Kerfin Home Inspections. Make sure you get somebody to really review that property for you, because there's certain things that they're going to crawl through the crawl spaces, the attic. They're going to go up on the roof. So it's a really intense review of the property.
Good point, Tim, and I totally agree. I tell my clients is that how often do you buy a house in your lifetime? Two, maybe three. I ask them, how often do you spend $200,000 in a single day? So you can tell how important home buying is, or selling for that matter. So it's really incumbent upon the buyer to do their due diligence. It is 100% completely worth engaging the services of a home inspector like Kerfin to kick the tires. I mean, you're spending a lot of money. If you're going to buy a used car, you're going to do that. Well, this is,
it's the biggest investment of your lifetime.
Absolutely.
Unless Ray's buying lunch, then that's his biggest investment he ever made.
Because I'm kind of hungry today, Ray, just so you know.
Guys think he'll buy lunch?
Not a chance.
Hey, guys, I this actually happened to my wife and I as we were home shopping. My wife happened to see something that, was broke in the house, and we asked something about it, and the response we got was, we always wanted to fix that, but, I'm sure plenty of people say that. Ken, what do you think about that?
Yeah, definitely. You don't want to get into that because, two things that comes to mind. One is that your house always looks the best when you go to sell it. But however, you still know there was a couple things that you would have liked to have gotten to, but we never got to. So in the seller's mind, you think you're doing a favor saying that I always wanted to fix that. But in reality, you're adding cost to the buyer's mind. So if the house is listed for X amount of dollars, now all of a sudden the deck is wobbly and it's got to be replaced or something like that too. So now they're saying that's another $10,000 under the house. So they'll definitely see something that puts it in the buyer's mind. So you definitely want to stay away from saying that you always wanted to fix that.
Yeah, and along those lines, Kenny, is, as a first-time buyer especially, I always tell my customers to make sure you have a little bit of reserve, because you never know what's going to happen. And it's happened to all of us, it sounds like, because I know it's happened to me. I purchased the property, and then all of a sudden, down the road, the boiler goes out, and, I see – the name tag of the service company on there. So I call them and we told the, so-and-so they should have had this fixed and they didn't. And it does happen. And so what I don't want to see is somebody out there that, puts all their money down on a house and doesn't have that reserve money, because things come up. Rainy days do happen, so to speak. So just be aware, buyers.
you know, I can only imagine that a comment like that gets made more commonly when it's a sale by owner, you know, and that's just more the reason why you need a real estate professional to represent you in a home buying sale.
Agreed.
One thing I run into is, and maybe Ken can speak more to this, when a property is being prepared to list for sale, sellers fall in love. They love their property. They've lived there for a long time. They see nothing wrong with it. They've been living there for a while. Buyers, on the other hand, they do inspection. They get a report back. They see everything that's wrong with it. So you have to keep that medium where the sellers cannot overstep the boundary and say, well, wait a second. I spent $5,000 to do this. I spent $200 to do this. Let the buyers do their due diligence. Let the real estate agent tell the seller what they should and shouldn't say, other than the fact, like I mentioned earlier, they do have to disclose any defects. Those cannot be hidden. But with respect to that, let the seller do their due diligence. Let the real estate agent handle that process.
Definitely. So, you know, one of the other things that you look at, too, is the thing you shouldn't say when you're selling your house is that you don't want to go in and say, we spent a ton of money on XYZ. You know, we put bamboo floors throughout the entire house, and it was $10,000. The buyer's going to come in and take a look at your house as a whole. And they're going to they know the price range that they're looking in, especially if they've been pre-qualified by their mortgage person. They've talked with their real estate professional to find out where they want to be and whatnot there, too. So they know that the house, the price range that it's in. By you sitting there telling them that, you know, I put a ton of money on the bamboo floors, I put, you know, X amount of dollars into this addition or whatever it might be, you're putting a little, you could be placing a little bit of doubt into the buyer's mind. So be aware of that.
Good point, Kev. Ken, another thing I also see is, as I mentioned before about sellers falling in love with their property and seeing nothing wrong with it, is that buyers, after inspection, they want to negotiate a sales price, and the sellers say that, hey, I put this property on the market at this price given its condition. So on a buyer's side, whether it's a first-time home buyer or not, they have to be mindful of that. And just because there may be some nicks and scratches with the house following the inspection, buyers do have to be mindful of that as far as the value of the property.
Sure. It comes in line with as is. I'm putting this property on the market as is, so you're accepting that there are going to be some deficiencies or maybe some things that need to be repaired.
Correct. Absolutely.
So, Kenny, going back, one of the other things that I would highly recommend a listing a seller or somebody listing a property wouldn't do is say, I'm not taking any less than X amount for my home.
Definitely.
You know, putting yourself in a bracket where I'm not going to come down.
Exactly. First of all, you send a message that you're not flexible. You've hired a real estate professional to sell your house for you, and they are most likely experienced at negotiating contracts. So they're obligated to get the most for their house that you possibly can. So leave it to the professionals. Don't get into talking about the contract or the price you're willing to take with the buyer if you happen to be home. It's one of the best things is they have that the seller is not at home when they come to look at the house. It's uncomfortable for the seller. It's uncomfortable for the buyer. And then it could cause confusion. So let the professionals do their jobs in there too.
I'm glad you brought that up. So what's your guys' take on buy owners? Because a lot of people in that mindset may think, hey, my house is so-and-so. I don't need a realtor or a professional to help me put this on the market. It's going to sell itself because it's the best property on the block.
Ken, don't kick me under the table when I say this, but not every time the property should be listed through a realtor. However,
put his mic off right now, please.
With that being said, Ken, there are limited times where I think that's a viable option. There are small markets or small areas of markets where the demand is so high, you're able to do that without listing the property for sale. But again, to that point and to Ken's position is, even if it's by owner, they may not be aware of the other things that we've mentioned over the last half hour with respect to certain riders that have to be attached to a contract, disclosing certain items. So, you know, it is limited. It does happen. But I would, again, strongly consider listing a property with a licensed real estate agent.
Well, you know, acknowledging that we're currently in a seller's market, would you guys think that it is possible that sellers have greater negotiating power now that, you know, you're seeing multiple offers on properties and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think that's probably a question for Ken to answer on his end of it.
You know, first of all, when you're employing a realtor to sell your house for you, a couple things got to keep in mind. One, he's got the experience of the marketplace to know the highest and best use for your house, and how you can attain the best price for your house, how to position it correctly in your two. He has that experience as well. So, and also they have the means to market them with the MLS, their networks. Like for us, we often use our radio show to talk about properties, as I did earlier today. We also have an email network that we deal with exclusively for us, and we also have a professional network that we deal with of agents in that neighborhood. So the real estate professional does bring a lot more to the table than just putting a sign in front of the house and hoping it sells. So keep that in mind as you're well, too. I do agree that there are times that you can't sell your house on your own, but, you know, make sure that you do have proper legal representation to go along with it, too, as well.
Again, I'm going to bust you, Ken, here a little bit, but to the point as far as listing in a property for sale, it's also important that you're full communication with your real estate agent as far as the terms of the listing agreement, what commission is to be paid, maybe a time frame. Is it an exclusive listing agreement, which would say that if a buyer is secured during that time frame, what the conditions are as far as the rate of the commission?
You know, let's not forget an appraisal plays a big part of this. I mean, you can ask the moon and the stars for your home. If it doesn't appraise out, unless it's a cash buyer, you know, there's some, you know, problems right there, too.
That's an awesome point, Ray. I was waiting for that to come up, and it does. You're looking at, oh, my house is worth $280,000, and that's what I'm going to sell for. So your agent's, your broker's going to go along with it, and you get this offer. Well, guess what? Sometimes if you're in the market where, you know, the top selling property is $265,000. This happened to me last month, guys, where, you know, the person came in, the seller was a rehabber, he renovated the property, he put top of the line everything in there, from top to bottom. It was beautiful. The property was gorgeous. But the market only bought $265,000. He's wanting $280,000. You know, he got the contract, but at the end of the day, they had to bring it down and renegotiate things when the appraisal came in, because the appraisal had the right comps. We did our homework. We reviewed everything as a lender, and the appraiser came, did his job, and it was spot on. So, you know, you may have some of those issues come up as well.
A good point, Tim. And what I was going to say to that is with what we've been talking a while, you know, it's a seller's market. So given that fact, sellers wanted to ask for the moon. They figure, hey, it's a seller's market. Why not just bump the listing price up? Everyone wants to buy, but the appraisal has to support that. So you have to make sure that going into it, that not only do you have, you know, a market price that is going to be active, but does the appraisal support that?
Agreed.
Perfect, guys. Well, guys, there you have it. The six things you shouldn't say when you're selling your home, too. We're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about flipping and how that affects each of our business and the things that we do here. We've been talking with the Dream Team. You're listening to 1340 WJOL, Will County's News, Talk, and Sports. Be right back.
WJOL wants you to take a shot and win a trip to paradise. Log on to WJOL.com and register to play March Bracket Mania. Brought to you by Heroes West in Joliet. You don't have to know a thing about basketball and you could still win. Pick your favorite mascot. Pick your favorite color. Just play. Or if you think you have the knowledge necessary, then bring it on. On the line for the winner, a trip for two adults to Sandos Playa Car Beach Resort in Riviera Maya, Mexico. Including flights, transfers, meals, drinks, and three nights accommodations. Courtesy of Apple Vacations and Sandos Playa Car Beach Resort. And don't forget, there is no better place to watch all the basketball than Heroes West. TVs are everywhere. The food, the best. And drink specials are many. March Bracket Mania. Going on now from WJOL, Sandos Playa Car Beach Resort, Apple Vacations, and Heroes West in Joliet, your tournament headquarters.
There are times when you might need help, when a loved one is in need of someone to take care of them. Who do you turn to? Well, you look for someone you know, someone you can trust. Home Helpers with Ed and Ross from WJOL's Friends Over 50 have created such a service. Home Helpers will take care of you from the time of need to the last breath of life. And it's all done in love. If it pertains to day-to-day functions, Home Helpers will be there for you. They'll help with hygiene, bathing, dressing, or feeding. Or if tasks such as laundry, lighthouse keeping, or even just running errands become too much, let Home Helpers provide those services for you. All staff members of Home Helpers are licensed and will go above and beyond to provide loving care. Home Helpers will be there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Ed or Ross at Home Helpers at 708-301-4746. That's 708-301-4746. from the time of need to the last breath of life. It's Home Helpers.
Do you want to know more about the power of education? Do you want to do more in the community? Do you have a passion or purpose you want to share? Well, lean into inspiration. Seriously, lean into inspiration. The new inspiring show airing on Sundays from 8 a.m. until 9 a.m. with show host Natalie Coleman. You don't want to miss this inspirational hour brought to you by The Tooth Company and Minor Morris Funeral Home right here on 1340 WJOL.
Will County's News Talk Sports, 1340 WJOL.
Hey, welcome back to Kierfin's House Talk. We've been talking with the Dream Team, Kevin Berry from the Berry Law Group, Timmy Yanahan from Caliber Home Loans, and Ray Graylick from Graylick Insurance. And before we went to break, guys, we were talking about the six things you shouldn't say when you're selling your home. So we covered that. What I wanted to jump into now is today in Crane's Business Report, there was a article in there that talked about the five most profitable places to flip a house in there, because flipping's big, you know, from all the reality shows to, you know, from our business on a day-to-day basis, we see a lot of it. So the five top places in the Chicagoland area to flip a home are Wilmette, the Avondale neighborhood, Saugerness on the northwest side of Chicago, Forest Park, and Wheaton. So, Kev, tell us a little bit how flipping homes, maybe some things that consumers should look out for that they're doing, and how it affects your business as at the Berry Law Group.
Yeah. I think the first and foremost issue to address with flipping is being educated. With a market like we've been talking about, everyone's interested in real estate. So we get everyone and their brother wants to flip a house because they hear stories how the guy down the block made $50,000 in 6 months by flipping properties. They have to be informed on what the market value is to buy the property. They have to know the construction cost, the cost overruns. What contractors you deal with, what is the property worth on the backside, how long will that property be on the market, so you have carrying costs. So you can't be educated enough. This is not an easy thing to do. As far as your second question, how it affects me is on the boring legal side, I'm always interested. I'm always interested in make sure that the client is pulling the proper permits. They are in compliance with local codes. I've seen it too often where we get to a closing when someone wants to sell and cash out on their flip. Buyer's looking for certificate of occupancy. They're looking to make sure that they had proper permits pulled. And if you get to that point and you're ready to close and we don't have those, well, guess what? We're not closing. So that just is going to increase your liability and exposure with respect to the house and ultimately your bottom line.
Great points, Kev. What I would say is for the sellers out there, you investors and the people that are flipping, be cognizant of, you know, you're going to have some holding time, Kev, because, you know, the lending programs out there dictate that you have to have a property X amount of days. Some programs warrant 90 days. Some are a little bit longer out depending on what program the buyer is available to get based on their financing capabilities. So there are some things out there that as buyers you need to be aware of, and the person selling the property needs to know what the timelines are for those products.
Tim, I'm sure on your end you probably have or are aware of programs and financing setups where are designed for situations like this, because this is not your typical home purchase where husband and wife are looking to set, you know, down roots. So are there any programs available, or what are the things to look out for on the lending side with flippers?
Well, again, touchback is, you know, the seasoning of the ownership of the property. Typically, you're going to be looking at 90 days. Some of the other things, some of your flippers are doing, you know, partials. I have a group that I deal with that, you know, they do what they're calling a Wawa, which is head to toe of the property is you know, completely renovated. Then, you know, they do a couple other ones where they may just put a, you know, coat of paint and clean up the floors, you know, resurface the floors, things like that, where the homeowner may want to do their own little renovation on the property. So we do have renovation loans that can kind of kick in and take over. You want to have that kitchen updated where the person flipping it didn't do that. So there's programs that we offer with renovations as well. And for you listeners out there, if you need any advice or any help getting pre-approved or, you know, anything we could help you with at Caliber Home Loans, Timmy Yanahan, your mortgage man, 312-656-8482, NMLS number 250-247.
You know, guys, this subject matter is right in my wheelhouse because we deal with a lot of contractors in our office, and they're constantly buying homes to flip and rehab. Some investors are buying them using our contractors to do the work. And the one thing I like to touch upon and give some advice to our listeners out there is they, if you're going to be a flipper and you're going to buy these types of properties and you're going to go insure them, you got to find the right type of coverage and the right type of policy. Too often we'll find somebody who wants to get involved in this flipping. They'll find a house, you know, they're going to come to the insurance guy and say, hey, you know, I need some homeowner's insurance. Well, in fact, homeowner's insurance is exactly what they don't need. They think that maybe they may need a dwelling fire policy. It's exactly what they don't need. And the reason why is a homeowner's policy is an owner-occupied property that's usually, you know, the principal residence of the buyer. A dwelling fire policy is an occupied rental property. So now if I'm going to go flip something, I'm going to really need a policy. It's just going to cover me for my investment and the cost of my rehab. I'll give you a good example. We had a contractor that we do business with decide that he's going to insure a piece of property in another office. Comes back and says, you know, we had a claim. Here's what happened. We were about 2 months into the project. I had about $12,000 of material sitting in the property and got stolen. I made insurance claim. Insurance company came out and said, hey, you know, you have a homeowner's policy. There's no coverage. So, you know, there are coverages out there. I represent four companies that do a great job in this market. And it's important for everybody to know that generally when you're flipping, you know, you want to do this in 60, 90, 120 days. You don't want to buy a yearly policy to do this. And I can provide that for you. It's important that when you deal with your insurance professional, you are buying the exact right policy for flipping. It's really a remodeler's risk and sometimes sold in the excess market. So if anybody is interested in contact me, my number is 773-284-7650.
So there you have it. So you have the dream team. You got your lawyer. You got your mortgage man. You've got the insurance guy. When you call your friendly real estate professional, two things you want to look at. One, when you're considering a property, one, you want to find a property and try to obtain your acquisition cost to be as low as possible. But then you also have to look at, after you're remodeling, what is that home going to be worth? So you buy it for X amount of dollars. You're going to invest so many kind of upgrades and redoing things into the house, and then what will that house sell for? You have to make sure there's enough spread in there in order for there to be a profit on there too. What I also wanted to mention is that other than the four main members of the Dream Team, we do have every article that's possibly that needs to be covered for the real estate transaction. So whether you need an appraiser, whether you need Timmy Kierfin over at Kierfin Home Inspections, or you need anything else, we can provide it. So if we can help you out in any way, please give me a call at 708-220-7613, and we'll be glad to help.
As I stated before, guys, and I'm sure you're behind me on this 100%, this is going to be your biggest investment or purchase in your lifetime. I can't stress enough that, and this is self-serving, but please engage the services of a real estate professional during this process. It's well worth it. You'll be kicking yourself later if something goes wrong and you didn't use a real estate professional. So please, whether it's us or someone else, please consider that prior to purchasing a home or selling a home.
Well, perfect. That's going to wrap it up today. We were happy to come in and talk to you guys today about the different market conditions that were out there, the six things you shouldn't say and never say when you're selling your home. And we also wanted to talk a little bit about flipping homes there. So if we can help you out anyway, please contact us. You've been listening to the Kierfin Home Show on 1340 WJOL, Will County's News Talk of Sports. Thanks for having us. We'll talk to you next time.
I'm hungry.
Dream Team out.
I'm Carol McGowan with 1340 WJOL's Community Calendar. The Tri-City Wolverines Youth Football Cheer Registration event takes place Wednesday, March 22nd, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Joliet Park District Community Room at 3000 West Jefferson in Joliet. Make sure to bring a current birth certificate. For more information, visit tcwolverines.com. Newmark Credit Union will hold a free Shred Day Saturday, March 25th, 9 to 10:30 a.m. at the New Lenox location at 951 Lincoln Highway in New Lenox. You can bring up to two paper boxes to shred. For more information, visit numarkcu.org. And Just Animals will hold a low-cost pet wellness clinic Saturday, March 25th from 9 to 3 at the Aurora Animal Control, 600 South River Street in Aurora. For more information, visit justanimalshelter.org. That's the community calendar for 1340 WJOL, Will County's News, Talk, Sports.
The campaign of 2016 is unlike anything I've seen before. And day by day, things change, and you need to be up to date with the latest and the best analysis that's out there. And that's why you're listening to The Laura Ingraham Show every weekday morning from 10 till noon right here on 1340 WJOL. Tell all your friends because you want them to be smart, you want them to laugh, you want them to listen. We'll break down the latest in the path to the White House, the candidates, the controversies here on The Laura Ingraham Show, weekdays 10 till noon on Will County's News Talk Sports 1340 WJOL.
1340 WJOL, Will County's News Talk Sports.
Broadcasting from the Bettenhausen Automotive Studio, 1340 WJOL Joliet. Your best car buying experience starts at Bettenhausen in Tinley Park and Orland Park.